Now, in this episode, I think I'm gonna talk about myocarditis. Now, myocarditis, it refers to inflammation of myocardium. Right. Now, when there will be inflammation in myocardium, a person will clinically present itself, a patient will clinically present itself as having symptoms of chest pain, arrhythmia, or congestive heart failure. I mean, it's rapidly progressive and often fatal. It can be caused by both infectious and non-infectious etiology. The infectious etiological agents of myocardium inflammation or myocarditis are viruses. There are viruses like Coxsackie virus B, followed by adenoviruses, parvoviruses, human herpes virus 6, and dengue virus. Now, if I'll just repeat, viruses are the most common agents of myocarditis, and most common being Coxsackie virus B, followed by adenoviruses, followed by parvovirus B19, followed by human herpes virus 6 and dengue viruses. Now, then we've got parasitic agents. In parasitic agents, we've got Trypanosoma cruzi, which is the agent of Chagas disease. Then we've got bacterial agent. It is rarely caused by bacteria. And when it will be caused by bacteria, it will be a result of bacteremia, which would be a direct extension from a contagious focus or a bacterial toxin. Now, how do we diagnose myocarditis? Now, for diagnosing myocarditis, endomyocardial biopsy is and should be done, because endomyocardial biopsy can provide a definitive diagnosis. Now, evidence of viral infection by detection in peripheral sample or by serology provides only circumstantial evidence of possible etiology. Okay, now if we'll just repeat the viral etiologies, they were Coxsackie virus B, followed by adenoviruses, parvovirus B19, human herpes virus 6, and dengue viruses. Most common is Coxsackie virus B, adenoviruses, parvovirus B19, human herpes virus 6, and dengue viruses. Coxsackie virus V, followed by adenoviruses, parvovirus B19, human herpes virus 6, and dengue viruses. Myocarditis is caused by Coxsackie virus B, followed by adenoviruses, parvovirus B19, human herpes virus 6, and dengue viruses. Parasitic agents are Trypanosoma cruzi, which is the agent for Chagas disease. Bacterial agents are rare. Okay, now lab diagnosis should be done by endomyocardial biopsy, and it can provide a definitive diagnosis. Evidence of viral infection by detection in peripheral sample or by serological samples provides only circumstantial evidence of possible etiology. Okay, thank you. Myocarditis is